It's time to read the scripture. It is found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 6 to 8. We can put it there on the screen. We didn't ask for special treatment from people, not from you or from others. Although we could have thrown our weight around as Christ apostles, instead, we were gentle with you like a nursing mother caring for her own children. We were glad to share not only God's good news with you, but also our very lives because we cared for you so much.
我们做基督的使徒，虽然何以叫人尊重，却没有向你们或向别人求荣耀，只在你们中间存心温柔，如同母亲濡养自己的孩子。我们既是这样爱你们，不但愿意将神的福音给你们，连自己的性命也愿意给你们，因你们是我们所疼爱的。
My name is Helen Kung. I'm the director of Chinese ministry. Let us pray together. Creator God, gracious Jesus, guiding spirit, please come upon this worship. Allow my words to inspire your people, whether because of me or in spite of me, and glorify your holy name. Amen. 创造天地万物的主，恩慈的耶稣，引领教导的圣灵，求你来到我们的崇拜中，求你让我的话语，无论因为我的智慧或愚钝， 都能感召你的子民，荣耀你的圣名。Amen. Good morning. Mother's Day greeting to all those who are remembering their mothers and those who are celebrating motherhood today. 母亲节是家庭中一年最重要的节日之一，或许是全世界最重要的共同节日。 那是因为母亲和孩子的关系是我们生命之中最基础的关系。大家或许不知道，美国的母亲节是由卫理公会的一对母女所开始的。1908年，有一位女儿纪念她的母亲在西维吉尼亚州及宾州的卫理公会，一生组织妇女 来服务贫穷人，在南北战争的时代开设医院救治伤兵，之后组织妇女，尤其是母亲来致力于和平的运动。她建立了许多友谊俱乐部，帮助社区的人们从内战的愤怒与伤痛中恢复。在她过世的几年之内， 他女儿发起推动美国正式订定5月第二个礼拜天为母亲节，一方面纪念她的母亲，一方面继续鼓励妇女记得她们母女开始建立的服侍主、服侍人的母亲精神。Let's watch a little United Methodist film about this history of Mother's Day starting in the United Methodist Church. About a minute and a half.
Women who invented the idea in America wanted to honor mothers in a deeper way.
They were thinking about the work of women and the significant testimony that women could give about the need for peace.
Anne Reeves Jarvis organized women's clubs in the 1860s to serve suffering mothers and children.
Women came together with their sisters in their locations to respond to the needs that they could see. For Anne, she was in a coal mining part of what is now West Virginia, and she could see the needs of women and children, and she could see the effects of the economy of her day on the people that she cared for.
She started mothers' clubs, and she taught them about hydration for fevered babies, about sanitation and nutrition. Then the Civil War came along, and they put a field hospital right outside Grafton.
Anne recruited nurses for military hospitals, and after the war, formed friendship clubs to promote reconciliation.
Anne Jarvis was convinced that mothers, women, but especially mothers, had to work for peace because they could see the ravages of war in their husbands and in their sons in a way that was so focused and so clear that their voices would be powerful. And that's what's at the genesis of the current Mother's Day.
Faith was always foremost. When she was older, Anne Jarvis and her daughter Anna became members of Philadelphia's St. George's Methodist Episcopal Church.
The daughter Anna became a Sunday school teacher here at St. George's, but she's best known for the efforts she made to get Mother's Day recognized as a national observance.
We get that and then immediately into the commercialization of Mother's Day, so I'm stopping the video right there. The other person who also started Mother's Day was a merchant in Philadelphia. So we build our understanding of who we are and how we relate to the world based on our relationship with our mothers. 从我们与母亲的关系之中，我们开始学习爱，也从母爱的起点，让我们认识爱的模样。我们能认识神的爱，一样从要从认识母亲的爱开始。Chinese people start reflecting on our relationship with our mothers many weeks before Mother's Day. Last week, I received this poem through social media. I'm going to try to perform it in the way Chinese people perform Chinese poems. 小时候，家就是妈，妈就是家。没有妈，哪有家？说是要回家，其实是找妈。妈妈，你在哪儿？在哪儿都是家。妈妈不在哪儿，哪儿就不是家。 长大后还是觉得妈就是家，家就是妈，不是妈，哪儿来家？闲来说想家，其实是想妈。进了家，先喊妈，喊不应去找妈，见着妈算到家。哎，为什么人到最难处？ 总是想回家，人到最苦时，总是先想吗？人到最无奈，总是先喊吗？一辈子了，意义想想，哪儿是世界上最美好的家？让我大声说，妈妈，只有您那温暖的怀抱。 才是我一生中最感安全、幸福的家。I recognize that Mother's Day is not necessarily always joyful for everyone. For those of you who have suffered loss as a mother or experienced losing your mother, I pray that God's resurrected love grant you peace and give you strength today. 在经文里面，我们看见好几次将神的爱比喻成是母亲的爱。以赛亚书第49章15节：妇人怎能忘记她吃奶的婴孩，不怜悯她亲生的儿子呢？ 即使他们可能忘记，我也不会忘记你。Today's scripture also describes the apostles and leaders learn from that spirit of mother's love. They are not authoritarian leaders, but they treat their congregational members as a nursing mother, as nursing mothers cares for their children. Paul is teaching the people of God to love in the same way. Not only do we share nutritious food, we also help feed each other in our faith in God, leaning on each other in learning God's words, to treat people like mothers nursing their children. 如喂奶的母亲爱着自己的婴孩是什么样的爱呢? 我认为这样的爱有三个主要的成分。 I'm going to read the three components in both Chinese and English. Providing sustenance, gentleness, and self-sacrifice. 第一,喂养。第二,温柔。第三,牺牲自我。 First, providing sustenance. 妈妈确认, our moms like to make sure we eat right. In infancy, mothers feed us with the best food they have. As we grow, our mothers prepare and encourage us to eat the best we can. 同样的, 神为我们提供了生命一切的所需用。亲爱的神国子民啊，我们要继续彼此喂养灵命里的粮食，神的话语，使得我们得以在灵命和信仰里健康的成长。When I first came to this church more than 20 years ago, one thing I learned about Methodists is that we love potlucks. I'm very happy that this is one day that we show some of that hospitality. But I now also think this is the spirit of feeding each other. I appreciate how we show love towards each other by bringing our best food. 几个月前，教区里面鉴定牧师资格的小组正式认定我符合资格成为牧师的候选人。当时 小组里面有人对我说：“我是少有只从一个教会里面培养出来的信徒。爱灵堂应当为我欢喜快乐。”我感谢各位在小组、在查经班、门徒课程以及共同的事工中教导了我如何成为一个基督徒。I believe the fact that I am a one church Christian. I have grown to be who I am and qualify as a candidate for ministry solely based on all the food and spiritual growth in the gathering we have in small group, in disciple study, in fellowship, in all the ministries we've done together. You and I, we fed each other to the point where I can grow to who I am today. In you, in a way, behaved like mothers, like nursing mothers, to help me grow to this point. Second, gentleness, 温柔. If sustenance is a physical act of feeding, gentleness is the style of mother's love. Recently, our youth director, Alan, and his wife, Molly, welcomed their second daughter. During the very first week of her life, the newborn has not yet learned and mastered the skill of nursing quite yet. So her parents are anxious to help her feed enough and a little worried that whether this will affect her health. Please note, she's fine now. 可是作为母亲,
因为婴孩还不懂得如何吃奶，只能靠无比的温柔与耐心，慢慢的与出生的婴儿合作。神跟他的子民相处，也是有无限的耐心和温柔。在我们做错事的时候，神耐心的教导我们，改变我们。若我们的行为会造成伤害， 或许我们能从这伤害的经验之中学习到更多，可是神温柔地与我们同在，没有指责，
他扶助我们走过最困难、最痛苦的时光。即使或许这些痛苦是我们自己造成的。我在这里，这个教会之中，最动人的一次经验是周碧琴在牧师在清明之时带领中国人的教众纪念我们过世亲人的经验。 Due to an early cultural misunderstanding, missionaries to China arrived and told Chinese people the way they relate to their ancestors is a form of idolatry. Therefore, many Chinese Christians,the moment they convert to Christianity, believe that they cannot kneel or bow down at their parents' grave. Many have not had a chance to remember their parents and honor their parents since they converted to Christian faith. About 10 years ago, Pastor Gail Chu explained to our Chinese congregational members that Christ teaches us not to treat our ancestors as gods, but to love and honor them. Therefore, on a holy Saturday, which also landed on Chinese Memorial Day, members gathered to remember their loved ones. I heard cheering from people who lost their parents to war or cultural revolution and never had a chance to utter their loss and their love to their parents. That day was more of a Mother's Day for many of our Chinese believers than any other commercialized holiday. 这在我的生命之中代表了神的温柔与包容。他要我们真正懂得如何去爱。只有学会爱着父母这样人生之中最重要的人，才能懂得如何爱人、爱神。Self-sacrifice. I was touched by our scripture reading to the point that St. Paul covered all these parts, sustenance, gentleness, but at the end,He said, we were glad to share not only God's good news with you, but also our very lives, because we care for you so much. I remember my nursing days. When my babies were nursing, I experienced unsurpassed calmness and joy. So much love flowed through me. I knew that I would put my own life on the line for my baby. 科学家是这么解释的。母亲喂奶的时候，一种增进平安、宁静感觉的荷尔蒙分泌，帮助哺乳类动物母亲保育自己的孩子。But I believe this is the love that God has created inside us.God loves us like the mother nursing infants, and God has given this exact love in mothers. In this fourth Sunday after Easter, as we reflect on how we face changes in our lives, we can rest assured that God's love for us is a sacrificing love.When we talk about God so loved the world that he's willing to give his only son, we are reminded that kind of love. God loves Jesus the same way we love our babies, but in order to love us, that sacrifice he gave. That kind of sacrifice may be more thanour own imagination through the understanding of a nursing mother. For those of you, 在座有些人跟母亲的关系不美满, 无论是因为家庭中有虐待、伤害、忽视，或者任何其他的情况，我向神祷告，你能靠主耶稣复活的力量，能够找到宽容与饶恕。我们在庆祝母亲节的日子里，让我们记得彼此喂养，温柔耐心地表达我们的爱，并时时从母亲无私牺牲的爱中帮助我们纪念耶稣为我们受难、受死、复活的救赎。 Happy Mother's Day, y'all. 母亲节快乐。 Thank you.